This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is trampling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. He has loosed the faithful lightning of His terrible swift sword. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. That song, the battle hymn of the Republic, comes from today's Bible study here on WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time, and indeed, that is all truth. The Lord is going to be trampling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. We're going to get into that today. And then in the coming weeks, when we get to chapter 19, we're going to see that as well. But that's the topic of our study here today on WGOD Radio. I'm your host, Paul Esposito. I thank you for taking 15 minutes out of your day today to join me as we are going to wrap up here chapter 14 in our verse-by-verse study in the book of Revelation. If you'd like to hear other programs from the other 13 and a half chapters, you can do that by going to WGODontheair.net. There's a link on there that says podcast, I believe. You can click on that. That'll take you to my podcasting company where there's over 5 years worth of programs on there. And they're all named by topic this time instead of chapter and verse. Also, you can go to our Facebook page, which is WGOD Radio, like the page, and then you can download these programs or listen to them right there from your computer the moment they are put up. For instance, this is Saturday morning when I'm recording this. This podcast will be available on Saturday morning by going to either WGOD Radio or at Twitter at WGOD Radio. That's how you can follow along with us, download these programs. Study along with us. The Lord Jesus is coming back soon. The question is, are you ready? Said He's coming back a second time apart from sin unto salvation to all those who look for Him. Are you looking up? The same Jesus who was taken away will so come back in like manner as the apostles at least saw Him go. That is in the clouds. Revelation 1:7, months and months ago here, we saw, behold, He's coming in the clouds, and every eye will see Him, even those who pierced Him. Now, Revelation chapter 14, let's pick it up in verse 14 today. Then I looked, and behold, a white cloud. It's funny, I just said that. And on the cloud sat one like the Son of Man, having on His head a golden crown, and in His hand a sharp sickle. This will be a time of joy for Christians who have been persecuted and martyred because they will receive their long-awaited reward. Finally, Christians should not fear the last judgment. The Lord Jesus said, I assure you, those who listen to my message and believe in God who sent me have eternal life. They will never be condemned for their sins, but they have already passed from death unto life. Now, that's John 5:24. That's out of the New Living Translation for once. Now, this identity of one like the Son of Man has been debated for many years. Some say it's Christ. You also can read about the Son of Man in Daniel chapter 7, verses 13 and 14. Others believe that this is not Christ, but another angel. Because in the next verse, verse 15, it says another angel. And we're uncertain whether or not this is talking about the one sitting on the cloud or somebody else. And people don't think that the Lord would be commanded by an angel. Most likely, however, this is the Lord Jesus Christ, for nowhere else in Scripture is an angel designated as the Son of Man. Only the Lord Jesus, and there's one other who's called Son of Man, and that is the prophet Ezekiel. Now let's move on here to verse 15, Revelation 14, 15. And another angel came out of the temple, crying out with a loud voice to him who sat on the cloud, "Thrust in your sickle and reap, for the hour has come to reap, because the harvest of the earth has withered." That's my translation, says has withered. That's because the Greek word there means is past ripe. So he who sat on the cloud swung his sickle onto the earth, and the earth was harvested. You know, there's another place we can go which will give us the appearance that this is not the Lord Jesus Christ, and that would be at a similar event here in Matthew chapter 13, the Lord Jesus speaking, Matthew chapter 13, verse 40. We need to hear the scripture and hear what the Lord says. "Therefore, as the tares are gathered," now remember, this is parable of the wheat and the tares. The tares were the plants of the enemy, Satan. The good seed is sown by the Son of Man. The good seed is you. The tares are seeds that are sown by Satan. And the funny thing about tares is it looks exactly like wheat. But once you identify one, then it stands out like a sore thumb. Ever met anybody like that before? Here's the Lord's parable. This is his explanation of the parable, Matthew chapter 13, verse 40. The reason I'm reading this is for us to see if we can understand who this angel is, who this person is, who this being is that's sitting on this cloud. Matthew 13, 40. "Therefore, as the tares are gathered and burned in the fire, so it will be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send out his angels, and they will gather out of his kingdom all things that offend and those that practice lawlessness, and he'll cast them into the furnace of fire. There will be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. He who has ears to hear, let him hear." So who it is not the important thing here to see, but rather the dire consequences of rejecting the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 16, "So he who sat on the cloud thrust in his sickle on the earth, and the earth was reaped. Then another angel came out of the temple, which is in heaven, he also having a sharp sickle." Verse 18, "And another angel came out from the altar, who had power over fire. And he cried with a loud voice to him who had the sharp sickle, saying, thrust in your sharp sickle and gather the clusters of the vine of the earth, for her grapes are fully ripe. So the angel thrust his sickle into the earth and gathered the vine of the earth and threw it into the great winepress of the wrath of God. And the winepress was trampled outside the city, and blood came out of the winepress up to the horses' bridles for 1,600 furlongs." Okay, let's look at this text here. 1,600 furlongs is roughly 184 miles. It's all that area there of Israel. Valley of Megiddo, where the Battle of Armageddon is going to be. Blood up to the horses' bridles, that would be approximately 4 feet. So if this is to be taken literally, you've got blood up to a horse's bridles. You have blood 4 feet high stretching out for 184 miles. So the question is, if it's literal, or is it just the blood splattered up to the horse's bridle? 184 miles. Wow, that's a lot of blood. Literal or figurative? With these numbers here, we're going to have to take this literal, that the blood is going to be that high. Perhaps you say, how can that be? Well, you got to remember, this is a catastrophic destruction here. Now, remember, there's going to be 200 million man army that crosses over the Euphrates River. In chapter 9, we read that 200 million people, all these people, and you got the kings of the north coming down from Russia. You can read more about that in Ezekiel 38 and 39. You have 200 million people coming over the Euphrates River. You've got millions and millions of people all here. And perhaps at the slaughter of all these, you can have blood which comes up to the horses' bridles, 184 miles long. And the horrific thing is, why all this has to happen? Because ultimately, people refuse love. That's why. Why do people die and perish at the end of the age? For refusing love. 2 Thessalonians 2:9 says, the coming of the lawless one, Antichrist, that is according to the working of Satan, with all powers, signs, and lying wonders, and with all unrighteous deception among those who perish because they did not receive the love of the truth that they might be saved. And for this reason, that is, refusing love, for this reason, God will send them a strong delusion so that they should believe the lie, that they all might be condemned who did not believe the truth but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Let me speak to you here today, all of you tuned in here to WGOD Radio, all of you traveling up and down through Brevard County here live on this Monday, whether it's Monday morning, Monday night, Monday at 11:45 a.m., let me speak to you here. If you refuse the love of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Bible says God's going to flick the switch in you and you are going to believe the lie. You will be deluded by God himself for refusing the love. What a thing to die for. Not even for your own sins. For refusing love. What do you do when I say God loves you? I said it the other day. Hitler could love you, and you'd say, well, maybe he's not such a bad guy after all. Or Osama bin Laden loves you. He's not going to hurt you. What would you do? Charles Manson loves you. Maybe he should get paroled. But God loves you, and what do? Are you offended? Are you offended? If you are offended because God loves you, friend, you've been deceived by someone who hates you. If you refuse the love of God, you will believe the lie. And the lie is this, friend. Antichrist is God. I'm here to tell you today, if you refuse Jesus Christ and refuse his love for you, you will believe this on the authority of the Word of God. We're out of time. We'll be back again here. We'll pick it up in chapter 15 in our next study. You're listening to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at wgodontheair.net. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio. And on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. I love to hear the voice of